support Donald Trump strongly, work to elect him to the White House.
Arkansas's Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells CBS Mornings he believes the former president's supporters will come out in full force in November after he became the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a felony. Correspondent Robert Costa is in New York.
Trump faces up to 4 years in prison, but could be given probation with no jail time. Judge Juan Merchan announced he will sentence Trump on July 11th, 4 days before the Republican National Convention. Less than an hour after the verdict, Trump's campaign was fundraising off it, claiming he is a political prisoner.
As for President Biden, UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
He has got to run with a guilty verdict on Trump for all it's worth. He's in trouble. He is in trouble, and even some of his top people now admit it privately.
The former president is expected to speak at Trump Tower in 2 hours. There's a major shift in U.S. policy in the war in Ukraine. Correspondent Holly Williams is at the foreign desk.
Ukraine's now permitted to fire American-supplied weapons into Russia at forces that are attacking or preparing to attack in the region close to the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, a U.S. official told CBS News.
A senior Russian officials responded, saying NATO countries that supply long-range weapons to Ukraine are already participating in a war with Russia. The official reiterates Russia's threat to use tactical nuclear weapons against Ukraine. A new sign inflation may be easing here at home. A price gauge closely tracked by the Fed shows prices, excluding food and energy, rose 0.2% in April. That's down from a 0.3% increase the month before. Still, those core prices were up 2.8% from a year ago. Polls show voters are angry about higher rent, groceries, and gas costs. Lots of people are picking up and moving south. Not that far south. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
More people are moving to the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area and the nearby Wilmington, North Carolina region than anywhere else, at least according to research by the moving and storage company Pods. Pods found that the highest number of so-called move-outs were in the Los Angeles area, followed by the San Francisco area.
Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama are popular spots, too. Vermont has just become the first state to enact a law that'll require oil companies to pay for damage from climate change. The state dealt with catastrophic flooding last summer. Maryland, Massachusetts, and New York are considering similar measures. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A ghost gun ring run by a group of teenagers was uncovered by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Seven high school-aged teens confessed to manufacturing and selling guns. The ransomware attack on Ascension continues to disrupt operations. Some doctors did regain limited access to electronic medical records this week. The Root River Environmental Educational Community Center in Racine is kicking off its 2024 season with a grand opening celebration tomorrow. The center is a partnership between UW Parkside and the city of Racine. The Kenosha Unified School Board approved the selection of a referendum planning consultant this week. The firm will assist the district in planning for a potential operational referendum. First Lady Jill Biden will be in downtown Milwaukee tonight. She's scheduled to speak during the opening ceremonies of Festa Italiana. Racine's North Beach is opening tomorrow. Lifeguards will be on duty from 10 to 6 daily. Zoo Beach opens next weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers secure first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Cubs yesterday 6-4. Milwaukee now 5 games ahead of St. Louis in the NL Central Division, 5.5 ahead of the Cubs. Backup catcher Gary Sanchez, who hit the go-ahead home run in the game, got off to a slow start this season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he came into spring training late. He was hurt. There was all sorts of speculation about, you know, how's that wrist going to be and that type of thing. And as it turned out, you know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games. But since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proved proven time and time again that he's very, very capable.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up another week of OTA practices. Number three quarterback, Michael Pratt, seventh round pick out of Tulane, looked impressive passing from the pocket. He's competing for the number two spot behind Jordan Love. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers announcing two of their games will be moved to Fridays. The season opener against Western Michigan and the annual matchup against Minnesota will be on Black Friday, November 29th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 tomorrow. Some rain in the morning, gradually clearing by late afternoon with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
WRJN. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. That was the Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love. But what's that joke? But it can buy me a whole level of unhappiness. Beautiful sunshiny day out there, the Lemon Pipers. Not red, not yellow. It's a green tambourine.
Rub your silver in my tambourine. Tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you'll hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Tambourine.
From Radio Park to the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers. All together, they make the perfect soundtrack to summer. Oh, that musical sound of that bat hitting the ball. Unless you're the Cubs. White Sox, tonight at Milwaukee Brewers, 6:35 pregame show. Here's Tommy James.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain. My dog Sammy's purple flower. We ain't got much, but what we got towers. We dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
I'm getting the good time.
That's Tommy James, WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Tommy James is going to be, well, not quite nearby, but the closest he'll be to us because he is touring this year. Can you believe that? He is how old? And he is touring. Des Plaines, Illinois. He's going to be there Friday, June 14th. That must be a popular place to have concerts. A lot of different performers coming there this year, including... Well, the Monkees, or what's left, Mickey Dolenz will be performing with them as well, or performing actually with the boys. I was not wrong. I know that the other three have passed away, but he does a retrospective, and he basically does their songs and tells their stories and does a segment on each, like on Davey, on Peter, and then on Michael, and it's just amazing. I saw Madison a couple years ago. That show will be here, near here, in October. They'll be in St. Charles, Illinois.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
My
train and I must go. I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna go. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
On WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Three Dog Night.
Here's coming.
Crying the night. it's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. Nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Let the sun catch you crying, oh no, oh, oh, oh.
You spoke and we listen. Local news and timeless hits back on WRJN. And of course, Jerry and the Pacemakers. Now you get to relive your favorite. You don't even have to go out and buy the greatest hit CD anymore. A CD, or do you download this stuff? Boy, do I sound like I'm over 60 or what? Shh, don't answer that. WRJN's Big Deal Store is full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. And by the way, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's about 50% off some of those awesome coupons. So it's like once you purchase it, it's a gift certificate that you take into the store and use. And like I said, the deals are so great, I even buy them. What the heck? I got grandkids. Come on. So you just log on to WRJN.com. Take a look at all of your chances to save at least 30%. And click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. How badly will Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions hurt him with voters? Marquette poll director Charles Franklin tells Civic Media, maybe not much.
Impeachment didn't move the numbers, and the civil cases didn't move the numbers. This one is a different kettle of fish, but let's wait and see before we assume that there will be a big movement in the numbers this time.
The Marquette poll from earlier this month suggests a possible 4-point President Biden. The Wisconsin National Guard is looking for a new leader. Major General Paul Knapp will resign as Adjutant General next week. Governor Evers' office isn't saying why Knapp is stepping down. Knapp has served as the state's National Guard commander for 4 years. Brigadier General David May will lead the Guard in the meantime. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A ghost gun ring was being run by a group of teenagers in Kenosha. That's according to the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. An investigation was started after the theft of a gun from a sporting goods store in Paddock Lake April 2nd. During a traffic stop earlier this month, police recovered stolen firearms from a vehicle carrying the teens, leading to search warrants that uncovered untraceable ghost guns and gun assembly parts at their homes. 7 high school-aged teenagers were arrested, who confessed to manufacturing and selling the firearms. The ransomware attack on Ascension is still causing an impact. The healthcare provider has been dealing with a hack for almost a month, with hackers restricting access to parts of its network. The incident has affected operations across Ascension's hospitals and clinics, prompting the organization to seek assistance from the FBI. Some doctors were able to regain partial access to electronic medical records this week. However, the recovery process remains ongoing. Ascension staff has been forced to rely on handwritten documentation, leading to significant delays across the Ascension network. Root River Revelry is planned for this weekend in Racine. The Root River Environmental Education Community Center is kicking off its 2024 season with a grand opening celebration. It starts at 10 and runs through 4 tomorrow. The community is invited to the West 6th Street Center to check out what the Root River offers through crafts, raffles, and kayak and canoe rentals. The REC was founded in 2008 as a partnership between UW Parkside and the city of Racine. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 tomorrow. Some rain in the morning, gradually clearing by late afternoon with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that
sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee. When Monday evening, you would still be here with me. Every other day. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
WRJN local news, timeless hits, and a beautiful early summer day. High of 70 today, 65 now.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Hey.
And we listen. Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Smokey Robinson, The Miracles there, The Tracks of My Tears. Linda Ronstadt had a huge hit with that as well. Beaches open tomorrow. You just knew it had to happen. That's the first official sign of June. Second. The warm weather is first. Can't swim in the lake without warm weather, unless it's January 1st, of course. Beaches opening up, tomorrow. I say beaches opening up because the lifeguards are coming back. And tomorrow on North Beach, they're going to be there every day starting tomorrow. And then as far as the Zoo Beach, which is near North Beach, those lifeguards are coming back on June 8th. But with either one of them having been someone who used to bring my kids down here to swim in the beaches, and bring life preservers, because that Lake Michigan is much stronger than you can believe. So even when the lifeguards are there, just be careful. Don't always sound like a grandma.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAY to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAY to 321-321. That's STAY to 321-321.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receiving big deals at WRJN.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place award from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on. Everybody's gonna want a dose. Come on without. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without. Come on with it. You'll not see nothing.
local news and timeless history, WRJN. It's Manfred Mann, and we got Stuart J. Waddles with local news and Mike Clemens with sports, all coming up in the next few minutes.
The journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
La, 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 la. On a horse with no name, it felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la.
Is a desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love. See, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
J.N.